Listening 8. Listen to Tom talking about how his hobby, photography, became his job. When I was very young, for my 10th birthday, my parents gave me a camera. It was, in reality, my father's old camera. He'd bought a new one and thought the old one was perfect for me. I was happy, even if the camera wasn't new, because I had longed to have it for about 2 years, and that present was confirmation that I'd grown up and my father considered me a reliable person. He loved photography, and I used to follow him in his excursions to take photos with him in the strangest places. My next camera was a Polaroid. I received it at the age of 14. And it was exciting waiting for the photos to get colours in my hands. I took the camera with me on many occasions, and like my father, I preferred subjects like landscapes or people in their daily activities. Since then, I've changed 4 or 5 more cameras, and photography is my favourite hobby. I was always ready to help someone who needed an amateur photographer for some reason. But you know, it often happens that when you've had a passion since childhood, which turns into a hobby in adult age, this passion can hopefully become your job. I studied preservation of cultural heritage at university, and I needed some money. So I asked a local publisher to create a sort of handbook of the beauties of our city, and he accepted. That was my first real task as a professional photographer. I understood that that was my path, and every time I was able to use a camera for a job, I felt happy and satisfied. Since that first job, I've had the opportunity to take photos of cheerful events like weddings or christenings, as well as deadly ones like revolts, strikes, or wars. Cultural events like the presentation of a new book, or the opening of a part of a museum, as well as cinema or theatre, shooting actors and scenes to capture reality in one shot.